Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A-Rod's surprising comments about Ben and Jen. Is he totally throwing shade? Then...
I brought it with me.
You still have it.
Machine Gun Kelly on why he never leaves home without Megan Fox's blood. Plus, Shaw's the Sunset star Reza is here, and The Hills is back, and Audrina's telling us all about her kiss with Brody.
There's definitely a little bit of sparks flying.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Breaking news just moments ago, Ellen DeGeneres just announced she is walking away from her show, and A-Rod may be stepping into something petty. Here to break it all down, Liliana Vasquez
Hello.
Is here.
Oh, hey guys.
And Jody Sweetin is here. All right, you guys, Ellen tells The Hollywood Reporter that her upcoming 19th season will be her last. She's also opening up against the allegations made against her. She says that it is not why she's ending the show, but admits it was really hurtful and, quote, it destroyed me, honestly. I'd be lying if I said it didn't. Is leaving the right move for Ellen right now?
I think so. I feel like after everything that happened with the show, with the producers, with people coming out and talking, I feel like that's just sort of a cloud that's hanging over that show now, and her in particular. And I feel like what her show was, which was this happy, everything, like, people are now like, I don't buy it. And no matter what happens, I feel like that's kind of always going to be the case from now on. And I love the Ellen show. I mean, I think she's done a fantastic job. I know Twitch, like, he's, you know, it's a fun show. But yeah, I think at this point, it's like time to just bow out and go gracefully.
Isn't it so crazy that you could have 19 or 18 great years of a career or a show, and then you have one bad year, and all of a sudden it's supposed to, like, ruin your entire reputation?
Yeah.
That, to me, angers me a little bit, because I've had bad years in my life, and I will have bad years going forward. I wouldn't want that one thing to hang over my head for the rest of my life, and I feel like, for Ellen, I thought this was a perfect time to announce. Let people get everything out in the open. Go ahead and talk about the allegations. Right. And then take the next year, the next 180 shows, to celebrate the legacy that was the Ellen show.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is, listen, viewers tend to have a short-term memory. We consume,
you know, so for sure.
Once she gets started, I think it will settle down. I think the conflict is her entire motto and the entire ethos of the show is be kind.
Right.
And when you look back and you read through those BuzzFeed articles and you look at the toxicity that was persistent in that show, not just for one season.
That's the thing. It wasn't just a bad year.
After season, it was after season. We just heard about it with that one explosive article.
Right.
And I think when those two things are in such direct conflict with each other, like Jody said, it's just really hard to move on from that. Now, to your point, I do think what her show has done in terms of charity is incredible. I don't know that any other show has ever given away that much money or impacted so many people's lives in such a positive way. But I think it's just hard for her to come back. And, you know, if you look at the ratings haven't been great.
Right. I think because it feels, I think because people feel like it's false now. It doesn't, the Ellen that she's, I'm saying this is what people feel.
No.
Definitely. And trust me, as someone who has probably talked more about the stupid one or two stupid things I've done in my entire life that have followed me everywhere, I get what it's like to be like, I just want to stop talking about that. But I think that also, like, when your brand is built on the concept
being
kind and, like, always be nice to people, and then when it comes out that, like, yeah, that's what you say, but maybe the entire vibe of the show is completely different from that, then I think people feel like they've been lied to.
Yeah. So you think, and I know she said in the article that she is not leaving because of the allegations that came up, but it seems like you two don't believe that.
I don't know that she's leaving because of the allegations. I think the situation has turned into one in which the ratings are going lower and it's time to bow out gracefully before, like, nobody wants to go out when they're, like, canceled, right?
Sure. Because,
I mean, and I think that's the thing is, like, you know, look, she's holding steady right now. Like, go out, enjoy your last year so people know it's your last one. But do it and then say your goodbyes so that it's not like you're getting canceled and no one wants to.
I just think the last year, I think 2020, hit fast forward on so many things.
Yes,
for
sure.
It was literally, we were all just standing there and we just hit fast forward. And for some people, it worked out great. For some people, it didn't. I think this is a situation where would she have continued to season 20? Like she said in the article, it's the perfect season to go out. It's a round number. We in TV love 10s. Yes, we love 20s. Yes. We love 30s. I think this whole situation just pressed fast forward on for her.
Sure.
And you know what? She has a ton of money. She's not going to go away from TV. She's got Game of Games. She's got the dancing show. She's got Digital Ventures.
She's still going to be a producer on this show,
exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
And if they need a new host, I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm available.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Tiffany Haddish has been staking her claim to that throne for the last 2 months.
And
she has been killing it.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to end up happening. Warner Brothers took so long to build this show up to what it is, that time slot is going to go to somebody like Tiffany.
Absolutely.
And that's why they've been trying her.
Yeah, and she's doing great.
We know what happened with Ellen, but the big question of the day, did A-Rod just take a dig at Ben Affleck? Alex was just seen for the first time since J-Lo and Ben's secret getaway to Montana when he was asked about their trip, and he only had two words to say. Take a look.
Hey, Alex, what do you think about the news about Jennifer and Ben?
Watch yourself. Oh.
Sorry. Are you doing okay?
Are you doing okay?
Did you know they were in Montana together?
Go Yankees. Yeah, I'll call you. Okay.
First of all, for those who don't know, Go Yankees is a dig at Ben because he is a huge Red Sox fan.
Yes.
The second thing is, Alex Rodriguez must have been so flustered by that question, he got into the front seat of a Maybach. You don't get into a front seat of a Maybach when it's yours. That means you were nervous. I will say,
you
went to the front seat. The driver was like, bro, what are you doing? What
right, because you don't, you don't drive your own Maybach, right?
He just wanted to get in. He wasn't waiting for anybody to open the door. He's like, get me in this car.
Get me
Yankees.
Out of here.
Yes.
Screw Ben Affleck, and I'm getting in and going. Like, that was what, it was,
Do you
That's
think
amazing.
He made the right choice by even saying anything, or should he have stayed quiet the whole time?
I mean, sometimes it's fun to be a little bit petty. Just a little
bit. Thank you. Oh, my God, Jody.
Jody? Just a little bit.
Jody, thank you.
What's
your sign?
I'm a Capricorn right on the cusp of Aquarius.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought you were a Scorpio.
I was going to say,
you were
in the Scorpio Club because nobody leads petty like Justin Sylvester.
By the way, I could eat petty beans and rice every day.
Oh, and I think got all the time in the world to be petty.
100%. And I think if he would have stayed quiet at this question, people would have wrote, Alex Rodriguez, mum.
He's
depressed.
He's
And I think what Alex Rodriguez is a businessman, and he knows that. I've heard on the street that he and J-Lo are still wrapped into business together. They still have money in each other's ventures. So am I going to speak ill of my business partner? Am I going to tarnish the brand that I'm invested in? I don't think so. And furthermore, no one is talking about A-Rod. No one's blaming or pointing the finger at him.
It's not like he cheated. It's not like she cheated. It's like they, whatever.
Yeah, they brought
it
up.
I think it was brilliant because we're all sitting here talking about it, and it was like, ooh, was it petty? Was it not? I don't know. Which is the best kind of petty, right?
So the
like undercover.
It was so petty. And here's the thing: Ben Affleck is having the last laugh because the Red Sox are ahead by 2 games in the AL East. So A-Rod, listen, I'm neither a Yankee fan nor a Red Sox fan, but Ben Affleck's like, well, Yankees,
and
sadly,
the Red Sox of all teams.
So we can conclude that A-Rod is petty and Liliana's married to a straight man because she just came out with some sports figures. Well, while Bennifer was holed up in Montana, Bill Gates has reportedly been hiding from the fallout of his divorce at a super exclusive golf club in California. What? A source told Page Six that Bill clearly saw the divorce coming because he's been there for the past 3 months. Well, I'm sure he saw it coming because Melinda told him what was about to hit him.
Right.
But let me ask you a question. This man is hiding out at this golf club. Do you think it's better to face the music or go ahead and go into hiding?
Well, I guess my first question is, does Bill Gates usually get tailed by paparazzi?
He would.
He would now. But not before ever. Like,
no,
I would never. No. It's not like I ever saw, like, paparazzi photos of him leaving Craig's. Like, it's just not really his.
He's not,
it's not his
not
style.
Very much that, he's not that type. He's very, I think, low-key, more quiet about things. And, I mean, I think it's his choice when he wants to face the music.
I would hide. And it's not like he's hiding in some, like, shack. You know what I mean? Like, in the middle of nowhere, he's at some private billionaire. Why is everyone going to... Where are all these billionaire clubs? I didn't even know the...
Oh, no, I've been there.
You've been here.
Oh, yeah, it's bougie. It's so nice. And it's actually very secluded. I'm not
going
to say which one he's at because I don't want to send the paparazzi
there. That's true.
But I get what Bill Gates is doing. I often feel like sometimes when couples talk about their divorce too quickly, they're never on the same page.
Right.
You think you divorced for one reason, and I think I'm divorced for another reason. I think it's smart to take some time, reflect, talk, get on the same page, and then hit us with a Lemonade album.
Right.
But I will say, however, if you try to sneak back into society and not at least give us a joint statement that tells us what happened or what's going to move on for the future, people will speculate forever.
Right. Yeah, and here's the thing. Melinda's statement on why they were divorcing, she said the relationship was irretrievably broken.
Yeah.
I mean, those two words, she didn't say irreconcilable differences, which we're used to hearing.
Irretrievably broken.
I mean, she doesn't need to say, that is the Lemonade album in two
words, right?
And the rumor is that she had been talking to divorce lawyers for over 2 years. So this was not a,
surprise to anybody.
Say why she was talking to divorce lawyers.
I don't even know. I can't. I'll probably get sued.
Because allegedly, she was mad that he had met up with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes,
and had been in the, had been in company.
Allegedly
had been in company with
and
Jeffrey
Epstein. And she was after Epstein's first convictions.
I mean, I feel like Melinda was like, you know, we saw the Jeff Bezos and Mackenzie Bezos divorce go down and it was amicable. It was a Laura Wasser, let's mediate before we tell the public, let's get the money situated.
It was clean. It was a clean divorce.
I don't think Melinda was thinking about Microsoft stock at this moment. I think Melinda was a woman scorned and she was ready to get out.
Lemonade.
I mean,
somebody get Melinda a yellow dress.
And a bat right now.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and who knows, like, because the paparazzi aren't in their relationship and don't, it's not like one I've been like, hey, are you up on Bill and Melinda lately? You know what I mean? I think now we're all like, well, what happened? What's going, because we just, it was kind of a blank slate of like, we didn't really think about them other than the fact that they were billionaires and did a bunch of charity work. But like, I never thought about their relationship.
Yeah,
I figured they're billionaires and they have whatever they do.
Well, when Melinda drops that book, we will surely be reading it.
I cannot wait.
Coming up, get ready for the F-bombs and more nasty feuds. We have the first look at the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion, and all tables survived as far as we know.
I love it, Jersey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You will always be sloppy.
Shut the f*** up.
She loves to throw daggers.
That's f-
bitch.
Are you threatening me?
Honey, you do not want to do that.
These girls are so full of sh**.
I'm not the only one you're going to fight with today, sweetheart.
Okay, guys.
I sat down on the couch with you that day and you were f***ing vicious.
Talking about my kids, about drugs. That was f***ed up.
Still doesn't get it.
Don't ever call me sloppy ever in your life. That is a sneak at the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion, and the ladies are definitely bringing the drama. But in today's Pop of Love, we've got to talk about what's going down on the show tonight. It's a Halloween episode, and Melissa Gorga is not putting up with the ladies criticizing her marriage.
No matter how annoyed I am with Joe, I will lose my mind if someone pisses me off and comes for Joe.
I don't need anyone calling my husband a male chauvinistic pig. That's first of all.
What's going on?
I don't think you're gonna like it.
No. Yeah. I am worried what will come between the two of you if this is not fixed.
You guys are in relationships. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, is your relationship open to criticism from your friends? Like, do you guys accept criticism from friends?
I think it's so hard because I know myself, I share a lot about my husband, but I tend to share the negative because when I'm with my girlfriends, I vent, right? Yes, right. I want to vent to you. I want to tell you all the bad stuff, how annoying he is. He did this, he did that. I tend to not share the wonderful things about him. So even though he's a wonderful person and they know that, I share more bad than I do good, and that's horrible, and I know that's a bad habit, but I think we all do that with our friends. So sometimes when they come for him, I get like Melissa Gorga, and they're like, but you told me Y, and Z, so is he this way or is he that way? And I think you just never know what goes on behind closed doors in a relationship, in a marriage. So I understand where she's coming from, but you have such a role in that 100%. In that narrative because you are creating that narrative. So when people come with feedback based on what you have told them, you can't get all Melissa Gorga, even though I know I do.
100%.
Right? I mean, are you super protective of your boyfriend?
See, here's the funny thing, and this is going to sound so obnoxious. My boyfriend and I don't really fight or argue. We have a really great. We've been together almost 4 years. But plastic wood. I don't know. Something. He and I just get along really well. But in previous relationships, let's just say I have spent a lot of time airing my grievances and bitching. But my friends, you know, I definitely do protect people sometimes, but then I will like let it all out. And I'm like, look, I know I have friends that will let me know their thoughts and opinions, but will never be like go so far as to be like, you need to leave. They'll be like, well, I think blah, 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 but you do you.
Okay.
And which usually means like, you're
blowing. Yeah, yeah. You do you.
You do you.
You do you is basically leaving there.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Wait, so are you the friend that will come with the truth or you say nothing?
I am never the friend who comes with the truth because it always kind of stabs you in the back. The only time I come with the truth is if it's becoming harmful to you physically or emotionally or mentally. But I will say a lot of times, and I've learned this in relationships, a lot of people like chaos in their relationships. Yeah. And if you start to call out that chaos, the tables will flip and then the chaos will come to you. I'm not into that.
I think also it's one of those things that the person is sort of bitching and venting and whatever. It's like, you can say whatever you want. I'm just going to listen because I know anything I jump in and say can be used against me at a later
point.
And then I also don't want that friend to feel like when things get worked out or whatever, that I'm going to be the person that's still holding judgment. Like, I'm not that person.
Yeah, but that's the problem. You guys never come back and say, oh, by the way, we worked it out. I never get the follow-up.
Oh, I do. Right.
I'm the girl who's been in the car ready to jump out and fight somebody, you know, here. Meanwhile, 2 weeks later, y'all at the barbecue hugged up. But I'm public enemy number one.
Right.
I feel like a lot of times, and I'm sorry to say this, I'm friends with a lot of women, we don't ever get the full story.
Right.
We never get the good side of your husband's. But you can't share, and I say this all the time to my friends, once you open up your life, your love life, on social media, in a text, or anything, it's like a Yelp review, boo.
Right.
Get ready for it.
Exactly.
The good,
which
the
is why my boyfriend
ugly.
And I keep pretty quiet. And like, and again, I'm really, really lucky in that I'm in a relationship now that my friends are like, I wish I had, like, I wish it was that good. I'm like, I know.
Listen, I think you have to be protective of it in this situation with the housewives.
Yes.
You're on a reality show.
It's
impossible for people not to have an opinion. You have to understand that you have put yourself out there for the feedback, good or bad.
Yeah. Well,
Well, let's actually talk to somebody who is on a reality show and has put his relationship there. Reza from Shaw's The Sunset is here. We're diving into the new season's drama, and we're going to talk about putting your relationship on reality TV and the criticism.
Why would you do it?
We'll find out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's stick up for each other and let's be a group of friends that has each other's f***ing backs.
Reza's the one right now that needs some lifting up.
Thank you, because I needed it more than you know.
Fix your s***, because there's two kids and another human involved.
There's a snake in this group trying to ruin my relationship.
I had a whole entire baby and you didn't show up.
They've all met Chance and I haven't.
He wants to drop the restraining order.
He's a malignant tumor of a human.
So I'm responsible for your f***ing actions?
No, you're not responsible for
what is your f***ing problem?
It's the new season of Shaw's The Sunset, and things are already getting crazy. Reza is here to tell us all about it.
Hi.
Thank
Good
you
morning.
So much for having me here.
I mean, Megan Thee Stallion said it right. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Can you tell us what's going on?
Totally. Mike from my cast hit me up and said, you know what, Rez? You have been the plumpest Shaw of Sunset for the longest time. I want to be the largest Shaw of Sunset. And the only way he could be the largest Shaw of Sunset would be to, like, physically get large. No, I'm kidding. He's graciously taken the duties over for me, so I get to be skinny for the first time for you guys.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you feel as good as you look?
Girl, I've never felt better in my whole life. This was the funnest season I've ever shot. I watched episode 1 of season 9 last night. I was drinking water and it came out of my nose and mouth. I laughed so hard. It's literally fire.
Fans of the show, this makes us so happy because we saw what you went through with MJ last season.
Yes.
Not easy to watch.
Horrendous.
It was difficult, but it feels like you guys are taking your relationship in a new direction. What can you tell us?
What I can tell you is, if you can see the way I look and feel, the pandemic had a profound effect on me, and as I'm sure it did for so many human beings. And we just, in our household, decided to take all of the negative and try and channel it in a positive way. And so when we got locked down, Adam and I just rebuilt our lives, every relationship in our house, everything we consume, everyone we talk to, and the net was better spot with MJ, which I'm so grateful for. And I'm not the plumpest male
I didn't know.
I would celebrate.
That would be exactly right. Celebrated with that chain and those two
these
bracelets.
These are going back to the bank. So for anyone who's thinking of coming to my house later, I pick these up at the bank.
So smart.
They go to the bank after the show. So don't come to my house.
So right.
Please don't
these
live at my
there.
House.
Wait, I'm coming for you in the hallway. In the hallway.
Safe deposit box.
Now, speaking of your house.
Your eyeshadow is fire, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, girl.
I mean, I have a shirt with parrots on it.
Yes.
So
the gays are here for it.
The
gays are here.
We were just talking about relationships on TV and reality TV. Like, how do you feel about your personal life and your personal relationship business being out there? Like,
I love Joe Gorga. And Melissa is my boo thang from back in the day. And in my house, when something good happens for Adam, something good happens for this mofo. It is even Steven. Like, he just got a huge promotion literally yesterday. And I felt like I got a huge promotion. So in our household, it's different. I love Joe, and I'm not disrespecting him in any way, shape, or form. And Melissa is the best thing that's ever walked.
Ever.
So for her, like, he needs to just be like, mwah.
Kiss the ground, she walks up.
She's fire.
I need to go back to MJ for a minute because you guys did seem like you got back together and it's like, you know, kumbaya at this moment, but it's not just the two of you anymore, MJ's husband.
100%.
And you got into it. Was that, you know, reconnection as easy?
you know, I don't want to give away the season because it's so good and the journeys, and I wrote a book. And so my book is, I hope you guys like the title. It's called Memoirs of a Geisha.
Yes! That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh my God,
and
I love it.
My ghostwriter, because I needed help, although I wanted to do everything myself, the publisher was like, we need the book today, not like 20 years from now. So she's helping me put all of my stories together. And a lot of it had to do with my relationship with MJ for 30 years. And I have to tell you, writing the book got me to a place where I accepted that I have to meet people where they are right now. Just because I'm lit up by the pandemic and I dropped all this weight and I want to heal everything going on in my life, they have a kid at home.
Yeah.
I got to meet them where they're at, his priorities, and God bless him. He has a baby and his priorities are there. Me, less encumbered.
Yes.
My priorities can be my friendships, my weight loss, and so for me, I'm going to meet them where they are. I don't want to get to that place. Like you said, it was so bad and so dark and so ugly. So it's not where I want it to be, but I thank God that every day I feel in my heart that we're in a better place.
Good.
Yes. You sound like you're in a better place. Definitely look like you're in a better place. And did the new body contribute to you stripping down for that naked scene?
I have to tell you, one of my friends who's on the show, so I will refer to this.
I love that we're running this over and over.
On daytime TV. But I have to tell you a story. One of my Achilles heels is comments about my weight. And I have a friend on the show who loves to dig at me when the heat is on this human being who I love and adore. This human being tends to go for the fat jokes. And so he made a couple of comments, and finally it was like, oh my God, I didn't get upset. I'm like, I'm not even fat anymore. So I just decided to like
show it off.
There you go.
And baby,
the best revenge.
I apologize in advance. It's a wholesome morning program for everyone that had to see my
we
booty.
We love it here.
I apologize.
Crazy? We love it. And we love you. Thank you, Russell,
for
being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
I appreciate it. You guys, Shaws of Sunset returns
so
to Bravo this Sunday. Go check it out. You can check out that booty. Still ahead, Pink speaks out on what it was really like being pitted against Britney and Christina. Plus, Taylor Swift went big at the Brit Awards, but it was someone else who stole the spotlight. We'll talk about it next. I would be naked, too. Every episode. Take your clothes off.
But look at the diamonds on.
Keep the diamonds on.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Caitlin Bristow and Jason Tartik are engaged. The two started dating back in 2019. Caitlin tells E! Exclusively, it's, quote, probably the most surprised I've ever been in my whole life. The proposal was also captured on Instagram.
Are you f***ing kidding me with that thing?
Ooh, must have been a good ring. And Pink gets candid about the pop star wars that saw her pitted against Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. She tells People magazine on sale Friday it was unfair and none of them wanted that. Pink says she loves Britney, who used to carry Pink's album around, and thinks they navigated through it as well as they could. Fortunately, she thinks things are totally different now. Jersey Shore Family Vacation returns next month with all new episodes. And after taking a break from the 2019 season, Snooki is back. Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, party's here.
The game returns June 3rd on MTV. Okay, I need to know, are you guys surprised to see Snooki back?
No, there was a check. No one worked during the pandemic. And by the way, she would have did that for free to get out of the house with her kids 24/7.
Totally. Absolutely. She was like, can I? Oh, yes, I'm gone.
There she goes.
I'm going.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that would be me.
Nothing has changed. And this is why we love her. She is consistent and she will always deliver.
She's just kind of is who she is. I love it. It's fun.
Right. Well, speaking of delivering, the Brit Awards look more like the Met Gala last night, excuse me, because the stars came to slay. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift took home the Global Icon Award in Miu Miu last night, and Miss Swift came for the tens. Are you here for it?
I mean,
she looks like perfection in that.
She's getting more bridal every time I see her.
Am I wrong? Yeah, because she's going to get married.
She's going to get married.
They're getting married. This is like, this was probably one of the options. She's like, I'm not going to wear it for the wedding. I'll wear it for the Brit Awards.
100%. She looks awesome.
She thought it was the Bride Awards.
Mm-hmm. And
Harry Styles looked like he was auditioning for the sexiest man of the 70s in his bell-bottom Gucci suit. What made the outfit was his Gucci handbag with a bamboo handle. Yes or no on this look? I'm going to go with no. Oh. And the problem I have with this look, and I love Harry Styles, and I love that he pushes the boundaries so hard, I just feel like sometimes you just gotta put one thing down when you leave the house.
Right, it's the best advice you could ever be given. Right. Just take one accessory off. Thank you, Coco Chanel. You could lose the handbag.
And I love the handbag, and the handbag is cute. But if he had on a jeans and a t-shirt with the handbag, I would be like, yes, I'm into it. Right. I just think he was going for that moment.
He was like, I have to carry it.
I have to do something.
By the way, if you look at his face, I don't know that he's sure about the handbag.
Well, I think there's two handbags in there, too.
The what? Right?
What's the other hand?
That's the award.
What is that?
I
love the Gucci bag with the bamboo handle, though. And the suit, I mean, I love it. But I do see what you're saying. We're like, now every time Harry Styles is out, it's like, he's got to have a boa, a bag.
Or something.
Yeah.
100%. Well, Billy Porter gave us his fabulous take on the little black dress in 3S4. And those boots, honey, are everything. Okay.
Wait, but Billy also has a handbag.
Billy does have a handbag. Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Could you date a man who carried a Merce?
Is the Merce Hermes?
No, I'm gonna say it's a Billy Porter purse.
I feel like dating a man who carried a purse like that, I would probably be asking some questions. I'd be like, I don't know.
And I get jealous about things.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want you to have better accessories than me.
I would love to have him as a best friend, though.
I don't like to share, like, my personal thing. I don't want to share bags or shoes.
By the way, if your man wears the same shoes size as you, you should probably call somebody. Okay? You should probably call somebody. After the break, an illusionist joins us in studio. Oh my God, I can't talk. And he's going to make me float. No one told me about this. Find out next what is going on here.
Do you have insurance?
No.
Ooh, I can't wait to see that.
We can all use a little magic in our lives, and apparently my producers could use a little revenge. So please welcome one of the world's top illusionists, Rob Lake. You may remember him from America's Got Talent, everybody. Thank you. So how long have you been an illusionist?
So when I was 10 years old, I saw a magic show for the first time, and I knew immediately that's what I would do with my life.
Oh my God. Have you ever had an illusion gone wrong? Particularly this one.
You know, actually all the time, it's a live show. But when we create an illusion, we try to plan everything that could go wrong. We rehearse all the contingencies. So if something does happen, we go past and make sure the audience doesn't know.
Okay, so I just want to let you know, my favorite movie growing up was The Craft.
Yes.
I always wanted to be light as a feather, stiff as a board, but my body had other things going on.
Gravity gets in the way, right?
Pounds. So you're going to make me defy gravity
today. We're going to try.
On live television.
We're going to try.
Okay,
you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, Justin, have a seat right here. Yep. Just sit up here. Yep, I'll hold it.
200 pounds, guys.
So far, so good, yeah?
Yeah, so far, so good.
All right, we're gonna have you lay down, so just put your head, if you'll hold this, you're gonna put your head over here towards me and your feet over there. We're gonna hold this steady.
And you've done this before?
No, the first time for everything.
Don't say that, Rob Lake!
Come on back towards me.
I've never seen Justin move so slow, right?
Put your head down, head back like this. Perfect.
Okay, Rob.
All right.
I can't look. Y'all tell me what's going on.
Go ahead, close your eyes. Now put your hands straight up like this. Push against my hands,
God.
Hold like that. Hold your hands there, just like that.
You guys.
Push against me.
Gary, tell my mother I love her.
Now, hold your hands stiff, keep the tension there, and lift your legs up, tension your legs, just like this. Hold like that, hold like that.
Oh my gosh.
Keep the tension there.
Justin.
I'm so nervous. The music is not helping, y'all.
Close your eyes.
The music is not helping.
Oh!
The music is not helping. The music is not helping. Oh! What's happening?
Oh my God!
You guys.
Push. Keep your eyes closed. Push.
What are you?
Liliana, stop making that noise. What's going on?
Someone tell me calmly.
What's happening?
Nobody tell him anything.
calmly.
Lift your legs up, lift your legs up.
Rob Lake! Rob Lake!
Open your eyes. Swing your legs forward, sit up, sit up.
You did it.
I think I need a new diaper, but I'll be fine. Let me ask you a question. Hold on. Who was the first person you tried this on?
You, right here today. No. No, as a kid, I grew up, my sister had to be my assistant in the backyard.
How old was your sister?
She's 2 years younger than me.
Bribed her.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This was amazing.
Well, thank you.
Where can people see you in action?
Well, this was the first year in 15 years I was not able to tour for the military. I do a tour every year to entertain the troops. So we just created an entire TV special for Armed Forces Entertainment, and it is live on YouTube right now.
You guys, Rob Lake is like the best diet.
What?
He can make you feel like 2 pounds. Thank you for being here, and thank you for keeping me alive. You guys, check out Rob's magic show for the active duty U.S. military and their families. It's streaming now on YouTube through May 14th, or you can go to robblake.com and check this man out. You guys give a hand for Rob. He kept me alive.
Thank you.
The most precious thing on the set. Coming up, Secrets from the Hills. Is there more to the Audrina and Brody kiss? Why is Kristen Cav back? The cast has given us all the details next. Okay, I need to.
It's magic.
I am dying. Oh my God, this is crazy. I didn't know this was going on.
Justin, it was insane. I can't wait to tell you.
People think that being a star is about being fabulous, being in the spotlight, having your picture taken all the time and having everyone worship and adore you. Being rich, 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 having it all. And you know what? They're absolutely right.
Nobody talks about this on film? The insanity of doing this all on a documentary?
Why should I stop here?
It's been 30 years since Madonna's Truth or Dare first hit theaters. The film caused so much controversy at the time. Does it still seem racy to you guys? By the way, hold on. The fact that it hit theaters is crazy to me.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I completely forgot that it was in theaters. I mean, I was like 9 at the time, so I didn't see it for a couple, until like high school, but I forgot it was in theaters. Yeah, and 30 years ago, that was a thing.
Yeah, I think it's all relative, right? I mean, now, this wouldn't even make us like blink an eye, but right. 30 years ago?
I would still blush.
You would?
Oh my God, well, yes.
It's still pretty, I mean, it's just a
Warren Beatty.
Can we talk about like Brad Pitt? That's like the equivalent of Brad Pitt being in a documentary. A reality show.
A reality show.
It's so good. Crazy. Well, speaking of reality shows, The Hills returns tonight. And this season, it's all about secret makeouts, sobriety issues, and a surprise return. Ooh. Here's the cast telling us all about the show's biggest bombshells.
First and foremost, describe this season in 3 words.
Wild, emotional roller coaster.
Brody and I, we did kiss.
Audrina, you've admitted to kissing Brody. Were there any sparks there?
I feel like I should save it. You guys need to watch this show to find out what kind of kiss it was. There's definitely a little bit of sparks flying.
Another secret we can reveal, one-time friends Jason Waller and Spencer Pratt are on the outs, and it's very personal.
I don't know if he's sober.
His comments over your sobriety, how did that make you feel?
When it comes to my family and sobriety, those are just two areas you don't go. It's not something to be taken lighthearted, especially when you have somebody that you've shared these moments with and experiences with, for them not to be supportive and understanding is very hurtful. It's very hurtful. It's below the belt. It's a lot deeper than just myself.
Now Jason and his wife are getting ready to welcome their second child. Heidi and Spencer want to give Gunnar a sibling too.
I thought we were getting more serious about trying to get pregnant.
You guys are celebrating 12 years of marriage together. What do you say to all the haters?
If you went out for the show, which was not truthful back then, of course you would think we weren't going to make it. So I understand that.
Marriage is work. You know, it's not something that you just get to do. It's something that you both need to be committed to. It's something that you both have to be on the same page. And a lot of couples either grow away from each other or together. And for us, we grow together.
And the final secret gets answered. What is OG Kristen Cavallari doing back? How was it spending some time with her, having her back on the show?
It was so much fun. When us three are together, we click and it's so natural.
It was so fun seeing her and so refreshing and everyone was so excited. And I think she has great insight and she's so authentic. And so it's always nice hearing what she has to add. And her outfit was great.
You know what you did?
You know what you did. That's the greatest moment from reality TV ever. Are you guys excited about seeing the series?
I can't wait. I love the show. I still, like, I'm new to LA and I still drive by that apartment complex where the girls first lived over by, like, La Brea. Yeah. And I'm like, the hills. Like, I remember I literally remember watching. I'd be like, oh my God, they're so rich. That apartment complex is so nice. I live for the hills. I mean, I like the first one. I like this. And I love seeing their stories continue. And I know that it's not real. But it's so fun to watch.
I think the first round of it was not real, but I think once Evolution Media, who does Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, got their hands on it, it became a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, it's true.
And I have to be honest, look, I was one of those Heidi and Spencer will never make it.
Right?
They're never gonna last more than 2 years.
Yeah.
But these two people have been through a lot together.
I mean.
And they still love each other.
Love.
Yeah.
And deeply committed. I don't know.
I was with you. I don't think anybody was like, oh, they're going to, they've outlasted quite a few people.
I'm really
happy speechless, for them. Okay?
Yeah.
The Hills New Beginnings returns tonight on MTV. Now, still ahead, Lil Nas has a big confession. What did he have against Billie Eilish? That's next. Ooh, they have beef?
We're back with a moment you didn't see from Justin's interview with Seth Rogen. Take a look at what he said as Justin walked away.
Not what you think, though.
I got to get this book.
Yeah.
We should all read it. It's going to be our book club here. We're going to all read it.
Have a good one. Yeah, bye.
That was awesome.
Tell that guy he's good at this. Bye.
By the way, I feel like Jocelyn Hernandez. Like, give me my roses, Wendy.
Yeah!
I just gave you your roses. I'm throwing flowers at you.
Yeah, yesterday we said the same thing.
Yes.
We were like, you did such a great job of that interview. Even Seth Rogen thought so.
I love Seth Rogen.
Look at you.
I have a girl crush on Seth Rogen.
Do you?
I do.
He's kind of awesome.
And I don't know if it's because he's like hot or it's because of the ceramics.
By the way, you don't have to choose.
I don't have to choose.
You don't have to choose.
It could be because he's hot and does ceramics.
Exactly.
Done and done. Lil Nas X admits to being jealous of Billie Eilish until he put himself in check. He didn't think it was fair she beat him for Record of the Year at the 2020 Grammys, but he tells GQ Style's Summer 2021 issue out Thursday the jealousy wasn't warranted. He told himself, "You have the longest running number one song. Why the F are you jealous about this award?" A lot of things to break down here. One, I am shocked that Lil Nas X admitted this, but I'm also shocked that he didn't at least say that she deserved it. You know what I mean? Like, even if you don't believe it, you just gotta sneak it in there. You gotta make sure it's a part of the headline. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I'm not surprised that he admitted it because then he called himself out for it. I think celebrities do this often. They give you a big punchy headline so that we all talk about it, and then it's like a humble brag.
Right.
It's basically saying, I was upset that I didn't win the award. I can't believe that I had the longest, what did you say?
I mean,
the longest
he definitely snuck that in there. He was like, come on.
It's a little bit of a humble brag, but I do think you're right. I think it's a huge miss not to say, by the way, she also completely deserved this.
Yeah.
And the more women we have winning this award, the better it is for this industry.
No, he wasn't thinking that way.
No, he was thinking about himself.
He wasn't thinking that way.
I got it. Like, when he said, he was like, you know, I was super jealous. And then I thought, what do I have? I mean, I think we all do that, right? Like, I wish I had such and such. And then you're like, hold on.
100%.
I've got the, okay. Let me check myself a little bit. I admire that.
How long did it take you to get to the place where you could check yourself? Because comparison is like the root of all evil in everybody's lives, especially in entertainment.
For sure. I'm not super competitive in that way, though. I'm a big believer that there is enough success and enough for everyone. Like,
But
sometimes I'm like, but I should get it too.
I've been here for five years. It just dawned on me last week that I shouldn't compare myself to people, because if you get something and you get away with something, I want to get away with the same thing.
Right.
If you get to post and make $10,000 on some your baby butt cream, I want to do the same thing. I just feel like sometimes it's really hard when you're in a circle with people and it's hard not to compare yourself to others.
Well, it's also...
Well, hold on. We got to go.
Oh, no.
We can compare ourselves at the commercial.
We have so much
See you guys
about.
Tomorrow. Chris Maloney is here.
Who gave me $10,000?
Right? And you got $10,000 for baby butt cream?